Audio Bible, Nahum, Chapter 1. This is the burden against Nineveh. The book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord is avenging and full of wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and reserves wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power. The Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. His path is in the whirlwind and storm, and clouds are the dust beneath his feet. He rebukes the sea and dries it up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the flower of Lebanon wilts. The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence, the world and all its dwellers. Who can withstand his indignation? Who can endure his burning anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. Even rocks are shattered before him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of distress. He cares for those who trust in him. But with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh and pursue his enemies into darkness. Whatever you plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Affliction will not rise up a second time. For they will be entangled, as with thorns, and consumed like the drink of a drunkard, like stubble that is fully dry. From you, O Nineveh, comes forth a plotter of evil against the Lord, a counselor of wickedness. This is what the Lord says: though they are allied and numerous, yet they will be cut down and pass away. Though I have afflicted you, O Judah, I will afflict you no longer, for I will now break their yoke from your neck and tear away your shackles. The Lord has issued a command concerning you, O Nineveh. There will be no descendants to carry on your name. I will cut off the carved image and cast idol from the house of your gods. I will prepare your grave, for you are contemptible. Look to the mountains, the feet of one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Celebrate your feasts, O Judah. Fulfill your vows, for the wicked will never again march through you. They will be utterly cut off.